The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
Country boy, we're on the air, folks. I can't, you know, I check into the show at various points during that song. Sometimes, as in this case, I check in when he'd love to shoot some beach nut in that dude's eye. Some good writing in there by Hank Williams Jr. Who's trying to remember where he is. I think he's in Paris, Tennessee, or is it Paris, Kentucky? Somebody help me out with where Hank Williams Jr. is, a great patriotic man. Well, this is James Kelso, and this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on February 26th. If I can uncross my eyes, February 26, 2019, I'm up here in the little visited state, least visited in America, of North Dakota. And, oh my, we are ready for winter to end up here. We've had enough of it. And maybe a week or two more. Oh, please, not more than that. And we're coming to you through the booming signal of the Republic Broadcasting Network, based in Round Rock, Texas, where the weather must be much better right now than it is up here. But hey, don't get me wrong, I love the snow. And you're invited to participate from wherever you may be, on ships at sea. What was the guy's name? Was it Edward R. Murrow? No, it was someone else. who was the guy, left winger, you know, way back in the early days of radio, who was a talk show or a radio host with a fake telegraph key where he went, you know, did it. All kinds of fakery, including his left-wing reporting. That was fake news. That fakery, that's where fake news was born, with these original people who controlled the media. Anyway, we'll talk about that a little tonight. I just listened to Tucker Carlson, and I'll tell you what, we've got, you know, there are a few geniuses in this business, and Tucker Carlson is one of them. My gosh, what a mind, what a mind. I was so impressed with his show tonight. I'm going to, when the recording of that show shows up on my computer, I'm going to have my children watch it and study it and take notes. And I'm going to watch it and study and take notes. And then I'm going to, we'll quiz each other. So succinctly did Tucker Carlson state the case against the left. It was simple brilliance. And the, just a joy to behold. Well, let's get into what we're doing here. I didn't realize it that Donald Trump in Hanoi, Vietnam, I believe he's exactly 24 hours reversed from us, I think, or reversed from Washington, D.C. And there he is, valiantly attempting to bring sanity, intelligence, the kind Tucker Carlson dispenses, intelligence to the situation in Korea, which is intolerable. But it was tolerable. It was okay for a whole slew of presidents. Ever since 1952, these presidents of 54, they've been content with a state of war with North Korea. And they've been content now for decades with a North Korea huge army, huge threat to peace. And now people like clowns like Obama, he was fine with having nuclear missiles, nuclear devices possessed by I'll just use the word unstable in case that Kim Jong-un is listening to the show. Not likely, is it? But maybe one of his handlers is. And it's an unstable person. And Donald Trump, now this is very brilliant what Donald Trump's doing. Talk about the application of brilliance. He's in Vietnam, which is an economic miracle. The country is booming. The former northern section and the southern section. And this will not escape the notice of Kim Jong-un. Vietnamese fellow Asians who lived under a communist dictatorship there in Hanoi, under people like Ho Chi Minh, and who now are driving around in automobiles, building a middle class. They've got lots of jobs. The jobs are decent. They have some freedoms. But it's a hell of a sight better than North Korea. So Kim Jong-un, driving around in his big black limo, is going to see this. And Donald Trump, brilliantly, is making a real-life point to Kim Jong-un, which is, hey, look, this place was a communist dictatorship just like you, Asians just like you, a hellhole of a place just like your country. And guess what? They decided to adopt at least some, and he doesn't have to rub this in, ideas that originated where? In America and in Europe. We Europeans created these ideas of freedom for people. And look what happened. Look what a little bit of freedom did for Vietnam. Hundreds of billions of dollars of wealth, of well-being, of health, of peace. Pretty nifty. Maybe you want to try it out, Kim Jong-un. And then I'll even I'll butter your bun even better. I'll say, look, and you can take credit for it. You can be the great hero of your people who brought all these good things to your people. Even though what it entails is you just getting out of the way, but we won't say that. We won't emphasize that, and just let it happen. And anyway, so brilliant by Donald Trump. He's there, and one of the upshots of this, direct result of this, will be, a little detail like saving the world from a nuclear war, because if a crazy man, how many wars have been started by crazy men? And how many have escalated from a single assassination, like in a place like Sarajevo? How many world wars or huge wars have, because for lack of leadership, for lack of a great man like Donald Trump to stop the escalation, how many have happened? No. We didn't need to have a civil war in America. There never needed to be a World War I. World War II was the stupidest war ever fought. And actually, replacing one single person could have stopped that war, a war that cost over 50 million European lives. One single idiot, Adolf Hitler. If that guy had never been born, or if somebody had let him into art school, there never would have been a World War II without that one single person. And in any event, Donald Trump is dealing with a one single person, Kim Jong-un, who has, unfortunately, the power to launch his country into a nuclear war. This guy, there's no question. He has the ability to pick up his phone and order his blindly obedient huge army to attack, his nuclear force to attack. He could start a war. Now what happens from that? He kills a few million South Koreans. He drops a nuke into Tokyo, kills a few million Japanese. The United States has to retaliate. It has to respond with a massive strike, nuclear. Nothing else would work. Eradicating much of North Korea. Then what ensues? Does China then strike America with a nuclear attack? Does Russia? And now what's happening, folks? We're living on a glowing mushroom cloud planet. All of that could be averted by one brilliant and brave man, Donald Trump, who's doing that in Hanoi. And what are the demon rats doing? And that's where Tucker Carlson was so brilliant tonight. He got to the nub of the question as to what is a demon rat? What makes these nasty people tick? What are they doing now in Washington? While our president, hey, you demon rats, you scum of the earth, you cretins, this is our president. He's averting nuclear war. And what do? You bring Michael Cohen onto your controlled TV cameras, your controlled media, your Big Brother controlled media, and you try to make our president look bad. You try to besmirch our president. Nothing is too low for you scumbags, you dirt. So you don't support our president? You're not patriots. You're cowardly scum. Carlson made another brilliant point. Actually, it was a brilliant woman who helped make this point on his show, Tammy Bruce. These same scum, these morally superior people who want free medical care for everyone. And in the same week that they proposed that, all all of the demon rat presidential candidates, all of the demon rat presidential candidates claiming, and remember, what have we said on this show? The middle initial for the left is what? What is their middle initial? All of them. H for hypocrite. In the same week that they bleat and feign to be for free medical care for everyone because they care so much about us. They don't care about life. They have no high moral standards, these pieces of work. Because in the same week, they all vote against protecting the life of a newborn baby. They all endorse infanticide. They all endorse abortion for a baby that's been born. It's looking at you. It's looking. That baby, he or she, not it, is looking at you. And you're going to kill it. That's what a demon rat is. And that's where they reveal. This is one of the beauties, as I talk about polarization. Donald Trump has brought these rats out from the darkness so that we can see their beady little eyes and see who they really are. This Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria, I can't remember her name. I don't want to remember her name. I'm sorry I ever encountered her, but I'm glad she's around because she's revealing the nasty core of these people. In her comment this week, this smarmy, know-it-all, 29-year-old, says maybe we shouldn't even have children because of global warming. She says scientists agree that life is going to be very miserable for children born in the future, so maybe we shouldn't even have any. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? This is on national television. This is the leader of the demon rats, one of the leaders. This, ladies and gentlemen, is insanity. It's lunacy. It's worse than insanity, worse than lunacy. It's evil. E-V-I-L. Evil. And the left, the core of the left has been revealed. So, I mean, we're finding out a lot about ourselves. 2020 is, you think 2016 was a parting of the waters, a dividing of the nations, separating the men from the boys, whatever your metaphor for the matter is. 2020 is going to be even more profound. And I want to just open this show with an appreciation. What do they call it? There's just a it's all hanging by a thread. A small number of brilliant people, a small number of voices of truth and intelligence, like this network, RBN. But we're little. We're little. Fox is big. Carlson's show is big. Thank goodness we have that. And Carlson, another great point that he made tonight. What does the left want? And he explicitly made this point. They want to crush Fox. Crush Fox. Get rid of it. Because if they can crush Fox, it's all one flavor now. It's all left. There is unanimity of political correctness. No dissent. And Carlson gets it. He gets the motive for all this. And what do they want? What's this all about? Power, control, obedience. That is what these people are into. You shall obey them. They shall have the power and the control. And that is what motivates evil. That's what evil wants. Well, anyway, wonderful. And you would say yourself, again, it's... Stay tuned. We'll come back to this thought, and let me look for your phone calls while we're listening to this break. Stay tuned.
It'll still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for them.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and
proud. What? I got a song. Sing. Yeah.
Well, I've said a few things
and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. Well, here we are humping away here on the Trump phenomenon. And the demon rats today passed in the House of Representatives. They don't represent me, that's for sure. They passed a bill overturning or that would cancel Donald Trump's declared state of emergency, national emergency. And that passed. Now, calm down. Don't let your blood boil over. It's not enough to override a veto. So the president, of course, can veto this majority vote in the House. It passed by a vote of, let me find it here, it passed 245-182. Now, shame on me for forgetting what the demon rat majority in the House is right now. But that means some, certainly not 245. 217 is a balance point there in the House. So 245 voted for it. So some Republicans, boy, these, really, they voted for it. And by the way, speaking of such, that sort of Republican, thank goodness John McCain is dead. Because while President Trump is in Hanoi, you know that if John McCain were to rise from the dead, he'd be sticking his nose into anything having to do with North Vietnam or Hanoi, and the media would be covering him nonstop. Anyway, so they passed 245-182. It would terminate the Trump National Emergency Declaration on February 15th. It did not obtain enough votes to potentially override Trump's veto of the resolution, if that's necessary. 13 Republicans defected and voted with Nancy Pelosi. So 13 Republicans. I don't have the list of who they are, but those 13 certainly should be offloaded from the Republican Party. Representative Justin, I don't know how he pronounced his name, Amash, Republican, in name only, Michigan, he voted for it. Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky voted for it. Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican of New York, and Dusty Johnson, Republican of, I'm ashamed to say this, South Dakota, voted for it. What's wrong with Dusty Johnson? Here's the rationale of this idiot, Thomas Massey. He put out a tweet. I support President Trump. Oh, really? You know, with friends like you, Thomas Massey, who needs enemies? And I support the wall. Oh, yeah. Big time, Thomas. You rationalizing fool. In fact, I voted to fund the wall for the full amount requested by Donald Trump. I also called out President Obama when he tried to use his pen and phone to sidestep Congress on immigration, war, health care, and gun control. So this is a guy, Thomas Massey, who couldn't, can't see his own nose. So he's got that libertarian streak. You know, I'm not going to. You don't have the authority to do this. The country is going to hell in a handcart. We're already two flushes down the toilet. But my interpretation of this law or that law says you can't save your own life. Better to die than to violate my libertarian principles, which I read on page 220 of Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. Oh, please. The Senate will likely take up the resolution in the next few weeks, where it appears the bill may pass with some Republican support. Remember, the Republican majority in the Senate is razor thin. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, smoody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Hey, we're back, folks.
It's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, and, you know, we're a little show here. And but, you know, some people listen to us. There is some reach. And, you know, I like to, when I say this show, when I do what I do on this show, I do it thinking, what would Donald Trump think if he heard what we're saying right now? So when we go, and I want the show to always have a standard whereby the president, in the privacy of his own study, can be pumping his fist going, yeah, yeah. Say it again, Kelso. That's my standard. If President Trump would not like, you know, what we're doing, I don't think we're doing it right. So anyway, proving once again that Donald Trump does listen to this show, I'm just saying that in a humorous manner, folks. But 1 minute ago, he tweeted, well, now 3 minutes ago, from Hanoi, President sitting next to his computer listening to this show, tweeted, Vietnam is thriving like few places on earth. North Korea would be the same, and very quickly, if it would denuclearize. The potential is awesome. A great opportunity, like almost none other in history, for my friend Kim Jong-un. We will know fairly soon. Very interesting. So, of course, I'm getting the thought from Donald Trump. He's not getting it from me. Let's get that straight. This brilliant strategy by Donald Trump to, and of course, his friend Kim Jong-un. Well, you know, in the world of negotiation and world affairs and life or death questions, you know, it's perfectly okay to call you this dictator your friend, because you want him to do something. You want to win friends and influence people. Show them you're listening. Show them you care. You know, and you will sell your idea, the art of the deal. Dale Carnegie, Donald Trump, the two greatest geniuses of that genre, of that science, of getting things done, succeeding, winning. Anyway, so there he states it just a few minutes ago. So he's tweeting away from somewhere. And his tweet earlier in the day was, just arrived in Vietnam. Thank you to all of the people for the great reception in Hanoi. Tremendous crowds and so much love. The vote today, let's go back to that vote. Well, no, let's go to our phone calls here, because we do have a caller holding on the line. The great John in Missouri, Dr. Kelly, and Ken in Fort Worth. Let me go, engineer, let me go in this order. Ken in Fort Worth, hang in there, buddy. We're going to get to you. Let me start the phone calls out with John in Missouri. John, you're on the air.
Hi, James. You'd mentioned the Libertarian Party a bit ago, and I looked them up. They stand for open borders.
Yep.
And that by itself makes them useless.
You're right. You're totally right. Now, there are some libertarians who, you know, and for those of you folks out there that consider yourself a libertarian, or you at one point did, don't be offended. I'm not offending you. I've called myself a libertarian at times. There are a range of libertarian philosophers and, you know, writers, some of whom are very great, very good. And some libertarian ideas are very good. But the Libertarian Party, what John is speaking of, the whole libertarian sort of thing that they've been up to over recent decades has that fatal flaw that John just mentioned, is that by and large, libertarians are for open borders. Not all, but the preponderance of libertarian agitation is for open borders. And as John says, that's a stake through the heart. You're right, John. Go ahead.
Well, we have a libertarian talk show host in Columbia, and I called him one day, and I asked him how his party stood on the border issue. And he told me, well, he didn't quite know. You'd have to look him up. Well, I already knew how they stood, and I just let it die at that, because I knew he was lying to me.
Well, also, and he gave you the answer. Think about it. The fact that he had to look it up, you know, like that'd be like saying, do you love your mother? Well, I have to think about it. Well, I got my answer. you know.
I take it a little different than that, James. Yeah. He didn't want to say it over the air to let other people know how they stood.
Yeah, well, see, that's the same thing. If somebody has to think about whether they love their mother, then, you know, hey, I got my answer. And so if you have to think about whether your party is for open borders, yeah, you got your answer, John, because that's, you know, it's like your mother. It's like, you know, you better have a thought on that. It's, you know, it's essential. It's absolutely essential. And so if you can't figure out whether your party endorses an open border, yeah, you're for open borders. And you're right. He was evading. He didn't want to answer the question. Of course he knew the answer. He didn't want to answer it. He's ashamed of it. But that's, you're right. And that makes them, as you said, I like your adjective, useless.
Well, that's my Palin's, James, and everybody ought to see the fact that Donald Trump is the peace president. This man, he went over there to bring peace to the globe.
Yeah, to the whole world. And let's connect another dot there. I love your thinking, John. Really, I'll tell you what. It's that water. I used to live in Missouri, folks, and I think it has a salubrious effect on people who live there. John's thinking is so clear. The Columbia he spoke of is right there in Missouri. John, I ran for Congress in Missouri in the 5th Congressional District, which is Jackson County, Kansas City.
That's a pretty liberal group over there.
Well, yeah, you know, but I actually ran, who I ran against will come to me in a moment here. He was a Democrat who won. It'll come to me in a second. But anyway, it's been many years. It was 1976. Anyway, in my young and foolish days, now I'm in.
In 1976, even Democrats loved America. that ain't the same anymore.
Yeah.
You got other people waiting. I'll get off, James. I just wanted to mention that about the Libertarian Party. A lot of people will think about, hey, I'd like to switch parties, and I've even gave it some thought, and especially when Bush was in there and Romney and this and that, but that was not the way to go. But anyway, thank you, James.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you. Love you, brother. Folks, and on that question of political parties and so on, Donald Trump has done what needed to be done. You know, I've participated in third-party politics for, you know, most of my adult life. And what really needed to be done is really not to be found in all the little third parties that various among us have created over the years. They didn't amount to a hill of beans. Somebody had to grab the Republican Party by the nape of the neck, shake it, and take it over. And that's what Donald Trump is now doing. Can't say done. Can't put a check mark in that box yet, because you still have demon Republicans like the ones who voted to overturn, to countermand his state of emergency on the border. I mean, what's wrong with these people? So Donald Trump has to chase this type a fake Republican out of the party, and then we've got something to work with. So that was the answer that was needed. Not a party from out of the blue, the Libertarians or the Reform Party or this, that, or the other little party. I remember I think my first start in third party politics was the American Independent Party, it was called. I'll even remember who the presidential candidate was in a moment here. He lived in Tennessee. Pigeon Forge, I can't remember. Tom Anderson? Was it Tom Anderson? Anyway, somebody help me with that. It's been a long time. Let's go back to our phones here. We've got Ken in Fort Worth. He was first on the line. Ken, you're on the air.
There you are. Hey, you were talking about Cortez, whatever her name is. We call her Sandy. That's what they used to call her. But you know what we're talking about, right?
Which one? Which one of these hard-to-remember people are you mentioning? Which one?
Alex.
Oh, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah, Cortex. Anyway. I wrote two postcards to her just recently. One, I put down stuff to hunt on the internet. Okay? RBN Live and a bunch of whole other stuff. And the second one, I put down conspiracy books that had conspiracy in the title. And filled it up and mailed it to her. Now, I know she must have read a book in school somewhere.
No, I think she's been watching. I think her education consists of thousands and thousands of YouTubes end to end.
Yeah, and soap operas.
Yeah.
She majored in soap operas.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I am glad she's around. And because she, you know, one thing, when you're trying to convince people that Democrat ideas are insane and that they're wacky, you need a poster girl for that. And she is that poster girl.
Yeah. But I'm gonna give her the benefit of the doubt right now.
Okay.
Nice talking. I'm going.
Okay. Hey, buddy. Thank you. And let's go to Dr. Kelly in California. Hi, Dr. Kelly.
Oh, it's so great to hear the conservative, like national news people talking about these facts that you've been discussing for the last couple of years. And they were interviewing, I took my honeymoon in Russia. I'll let you see my taxes in a little while, you know. And meaning, you know, Bernie Sanders. And thank you so much for pointing out the absolute, I'm melting, and they don't even know it.
You got to pinch yourself, Dr. Kelly, that, you know, is this really happening? You know, some of the things that the Democrats are saying and doing on television is so bizarre. It's so loony. That you have, you know, it's like, is this real? Are they really doing this? And they really are. It's wonderful. All of them, Kirsten Gillibrand, she's got those crazy eyes. Nancy Pelosi's got crazy eyes. Ocasio-Cortez, and I like what Michael Savage has dubbed her, occasional cortex. Her eyes are bugged out of her head like a chameleon. She's obviously nutty. And then I should drag in some of the guys here, too. Bernie Sanders, he looks like a complete whack job. And so the thing is, they look like what they are. They sound like what they are. They're not good at deception here. They're like this guy. They're terrible actors. Jussie Smollett, this guy, an actor. You know, we mentioned he needs to get a refund from his acting school because... This guy.
Oh, thank God, I don't have television. You know, I just put reserve the Joel Gilbert CDs and DVDs from the library, and I really want you to see and tell us about the art of the insult, because there are going to be like a whole season, like 9 seasons and 9 volumes of this tremendous opportunity for fresh, new, funny as you know what material.
Yeah, and it's a, you know, it's an exciting, this is an exciting time. The target-rich environment for humor is tremendous, but it's, it would be more funny if it were funny, but it's not funny, because this is a matter of life or death for all of us and for our future. But I have great hope. The thing, there are dark clouds. It doesn't look good in many departments, but there are areas of sunshine. That's why I like to point them out on this show. Those European nations where the people have reached that turning point where they, as a people, they have affirmed that we want to live. We want to continue as, I use the Hungarians as the poster boys and poster girls for the good side. The Hungarians have decided we want to remain Hungarian. In fact, here I actually know a little Hungarian. You're not going to believe it. When I was a little boy, I collected postage stamps, and I had one stamp. Well, I had a number of stamps from all over the world, but one of my Hungarian stamps had a saying on it in Hungarian, and Now we're going to see if Alzheimer has kicked in, Dr. Kelly. We're going to see if I can remember that postage stamp. I'm
You're
remembering
so cute.
Now. Yeah.
I did a little stamp collector thing, you know, just recently because of you talking about it. And I couldn't believe all the Hitler stamps in there. It was such a turnoff, you know.
Yeah. Well, Hitler had interesting postage stamps. Every Hitler stamp, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not much, in your postage stamp collection, and I had Hitler stamps, too, in my postage collection. I was a little boy, you know, 10, 12 years old. You have the large Hitler, the medium-sized Hitler portrait, and then small Hitlers. Those are your choices. It was faces of Hitler looking very stern. But here's the thing. My Hungarian stamp. it said, Palpra Magyar, Hia Haza. And that's actually good Hungarian. Any of you Hungarians out there, to tell me if you understand that. Talpra Magyar, Hia Haza. Talpra Magyar means wake up, Hungarian. Magyar. Magyar is the word for Hungary and Hungarians. And Hia Haza means your people are calling. Wake up, Hungarian. Your people are calling. And that's where they are now. They are hearing their people, and they are awake. We will be back with one more segment. Hang on, folks. Stay tuned.
Still lasting here like the shoe. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks. And to close the show here, there's a wonderful segment. Tucker Carlson actually played it on his show. And this is great. So a patriot out there was wearing his Make America Great Again hat. This happened yesterday. Make America Great Again. He's got on his red hat. I think she's sitting in a restaurant or a bar. And a woman walks behind him, and she sees his red hat. And she takes offense at the hat. She swats it off of his head. That's assault. She grabs the hat, pulls it down over his eyes. In another moment, when he puts it back on, that's assault. She verbally abuses him. So she's committing an assault. The guy, what's his name here? He records this with his cell phone. And then as he's talking to his cell phone, he says, there are four officers right over there. Not very smart of this woman. No, not smart. She's doing this in front of police officers. So they arrest her. Well, that's good. I'm happy with that. Her name, now it turns out in the arrest report, is Roseanne Santos, 41 years old. Turns out she's an illegal alien. And the police turn her over to ICE. The Fugitive Operations Team. I love that. And she is now facing local charges for assault and other offenses from the police. And ICE has taken her into custody and have initiated removal proceedings. I love that. Removal. That's what you need, Roseanne, is removal before the federal immigration courts. So just to kind of a nice story there to end on. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Are they going to actually get her out of the country? Yeah, that's true. It's true. Probably not. But that's what we're working for. And at least they put the fear of the Lord into her. And if we can keep Trump in office, we will see that day when ICE not only takes people into custody, but gets their sorry asses, in her case, back to Brazil. And so that's a nice story there. Brighton Turner is the name of the patriot, a hardworking tradesman with calluses on his hands, who actually works. Roseanne, of course, pled not guilty. She said she was actually the victim of the incident because she felt discriminated against. Yes, wearing a Make America Great Again hat is a racist act. Just being white is a racist act. You were born a racist. And that's actually what the left, these Looney Tune people like Occasional Cortex, that's actually what they think. If you can call it thinking. We'll be back with you again tomorrow night. See you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.